Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 2012. This is issue number 330. Our address for the DX Audio Service is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Our email address for general inquiries is fvobe, that's F-V-O-B-B-E, at realoldiesradio.com. And my phone number for short calls is 419-228-6223. For subscription questions, please use sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A yearly subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S.-Canadian members is now $30. To subscribe or renew, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using PayPal. If you're on the Internet, you can also sign up to eDXN and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with PayPal. But subscribe only if you're able to download and navigate a website without anyone else's assistance. Now let's go over to Los Angeles, California for the guy with all those call letters. Here's Dave Alpert with the AM Switch.
Welcome to the September 2012 edition of AM Switch, Volume 79, Issue 29. We start off with some call letter changes. 580 WBIL in Tuskegee, Alabama becomes WACQ. 1130 WACQ in Carville, Alabama is now WALQ. 1270 KPDA, located in Twin Falls, Idaho, takes on the new call sign KXQZ. 1490 KFON Austin, Texas is now KLGO. And 1510 KRDH Canton, Texas is now KWJB. Finally, 1550 WUTQ Utica, New York becomes WUSP. We have a few stations who have upgraded their facilities, or so they hope. They include 1050 WFSC in Franklin, North Carolina. They've upgraded day power to U1, 5,000 watts, 153 watts at night. They were a kilowatt during the day. 1240 KWAK Stuttgart, Arkansas has reduced their power to U1, 960 watts day and night. They were 1,000 watts day and night. 1340 WYBC New Haven, Connecticut has decreased night power to U1, 1,000 watts day, 880 watts night. They were a kilowatt at night. 1420 WVJS Owensboro, Kentucky has made an interesting change. They're now U1, meaning non-directional, with 980 watts day and 20 watts night. They were directional, U4, with 5,000 watts day and 1,000 watts night. A letter from the FCC on October 3, 2011 states, and we quote, Cromwell Group, licensee of WVSJ, requests a special temporary authority to operate station WVJS with a temporary non-directional antenna and reduced power. In support of the request, Cromwell states that the STA is requested in order to conduct field strength measurements looking toward a facility modification to non-directional daytime operation. Accordingly, the request for STA is hereby granted. Station WVJS may operate with a temporary non-directional antenna and reduced power not to exceed 0.2 of a kilowatt daytime and 0.0001 of a kilowatt nighttime as necessary to conduct planned field strength measurements. It will be necessary to further reduce power or cease operation if complaints of interference are received, unquote. 1450 KONP, Port Angeles, Washington, is now U1, 1,000 watts day and 910 watts night, dropping night power by 90 watts, making the facility U2. Grants for new stations. There is one. The CP for 830 in Grants Pass, Oregon, has been granted for U2, 5,000 watts day, and 1,000 watts night from two towers producing a non-directional signal during the day and a large lobe to the west at night, protecting WCCO. Actions taken by the commission, as in the FCC, or in the case of this first one, the CRTC, 700 CJLI in Calgary, Alberta. This new station, not yet on the air, has been granted an extension to April 24th, 2013 to take to the air. Issues securing land for their transmitter and tower were cited. Their 50-kilowatt daytime signal will go north, and the 20-kilowatt night pattern will be north-northeast. Good luck hearing this down here in the States. 860 WDMG Douglas, Georgia has had their construction permit granted to remove three of their four towers and reduce their nighttime power to become U1, 5,000 watts day and 29 watts night. 950 KRWZ Parker, Colorado has had their CP granted to change from U3, 5,000 watts day and night to U4 and change their city of license from Denver. The new pattern throws the signal north and south along the eastern burbs of Denver and Aurora with a little lobe to the east. This should be a major pest for Wayne Heinen when it's on the air. 990 KZZB Beaumont, Texas is licensed for U3, 1,000 watts day and night, but KZZB is operating under a special temporary authority with U1, 250 watts day and night due to repair work being done on coaxial cables from the transmitter to their tower number one. 1010 KXEN St. Louis, Missouri, licensed for U4 50,000 watts day and 500 watts night with a CP for U4 50,000 watts day and 420 watts night. This action temporarily moves their transmission to tower number two of the WGNU 920 transmitter site located 1.16 kilometers east of the KXEN site with U1 350 watts day and 125 watts night. The land on which the KXEN towers are located is being sold, and the new owners have indicated that it'll be used for commercial purposes rather than as a broadcast tower site. The temporary facilities will be in force until KXEN finds a new tower site and the facility can be built. 1270 WSPR Springfield, Massachusetts has had their CP granted for auxiliary facilities of U1, 1,000 watts day and 350 watts night. 1550 KWBC College Station, Texas has had their CP granted to move to College Station from Navasota, Texas with U4, 1,500 watts day and 45 watts night, co-located at the KZNE 1150 Bryan, Texas, antenna array. They will add a fourth tower to the site and use two of the standing three in addition to the new one. Both day and night patterns are identical in shape aside from size. Virtual circles from the transmitter site headed to the northeast with a small lobe to the southwest. 1570 CKMW Winkler, Manitoba had their CP granted for a new FM station on 103.7 replacing CKMW. Once the new facility is on the air, the AM may simulcast for no longer than 90 days, and then will go silent. Log it while you can. The new requested CP on 1580, located at Red Bluff, California, has been granted. With U2, 3,000 watts day and 1,000 watts night from two towers. Red Bluff is about 130 miles north-northwest of the state capital. By the way, can you name the other two AM stations in Red Bluff? Finally, 1590 WGBW Denmark, Wisconsin has had their CP granted for U4, 10 kilowatts day and 500 watts night. They have been 10,000 watts day and 50 night. Construction permit amendments. The new CP on 550 in Reno, Nevada is U4, 1,000 watts day and 250 watts night. The amendment they filed requests slightly more night power to U4, 1,000 watts day and now 270 night. 930 KOGA, Ogallala, Nebraska is licensed for U4, 5,000 watts day and 500 night from a four-tower array. KOGA has a CP to modify both day and night patterns after replacement of tower number one which will be shorter than the original tower. Before all the phasing adjustments and readings could be finalized, tower number 2 sustained damage from a storm. So now the owners have decided to apply for U2 2100 watts day and 500 night, utilizing the new tower number 1 for daytime operation and 3 for night. 1190 KQQZ, Fairview Heights, Illinois, was licensed to DeSoto, Missouri, with U4, 10,000 watts day and 22 watts night. KQQZ had a CP to change the city of license to Fairview Heights, with U4, 25,000 watts day and 650 watts night. The new request is for U7, 10,000 watts day and 650 night, with critical hours power of 10 kilowatts, and now returning to DeSoto. Applications, 550 WAYR, Orange Park, Florida, applies to change city of license to Fleming Island, with U4, 5,000 watts day and 500 night. Their night power was 65 watts. 660 WORL, Altamont Springs, Florida, applies for U4, 3,500 watts day and 1,000 watts night, raising their day power up from U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 880 KJOZ, Conroe, Texas, applies to change city of license to Friendswood, with U7, 5,000 watts day, critical hours power 5,000 watts, and night power 1,000 watts. They were U4, 10,000 watts day and 1,000 night. 910 WLAT, New Britain, Connecticut, applies for U2, 5,000 watts day, 2,800 watts night. They are presently U2, 5,000 watts day and night. 1,000 KTOK, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, applies for U4, 5,800 watts day and night. They're currently U4, 5,000 watts day and night. 1240 WTWA, Thompson, Georgia, applies for U1, 600 watts day and night, from their present U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1300 KKOL, Seattle, Washington, applies for U4, 12,000 watts day, 43,000 watts night. They're presently U4, 50,000 watts day, 47,000 watts night. Catch 'em while you can, 1340 CFYK, Yellowknife, Yukon Territory, applies to move to 98.9 megahertz with 1.2 kilowatts. After they make the move, 1340 goes silent. 1400 WBIZ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, applies for U1, 970 watts day, 1,000 watts night, lowering day power from 1 kilowatt. 1590 KTIL, Tillamook, Oregon, applies to change city of license to Newtarts, Oregon, while remaining U2, 5 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatt night. Amendments to applications. 830 KOTC, Memphis, Tennessee, presently licensed for D1, 3,000 watts daytime only. KOTC applied for D1, 8,000 watts day and critical hours. They must realize that being a daytimer is not good, as this newest request is for U1, 8,000 watts day, critical hours power of 8 kilowatts, and night power of a whopping 2 watts. 1140 KYOK, Conroe, Texas, licensed for D3, 5,000 watts daytime. KYOK applied to change city of license to Katy, Texas, with D3, 800 watts daytime. This latest request is for D4, 800 watts day, critical hours power, 800 watts, and no night service at Katy, Texas. Applications for reconsideration, 620 WVUV, Lyon, America, Samoa. Their application for renewal of license and call reinstatement has been submitted. Applications for new stations. An application for 600 kilohertz in Montreal, Quebec, has been submitted, asking for U4, 10,000 watts day and 5,000 watts night. Also in Canada, an application has been made for 1220 in St. Catharines, Ontario. The applicant desires U4, 10 kilowatts day and night. If granted, the station will utilize the transmitter and antenna array of the now deleted CHSC. The station's format will be 88% adult contemporary with an oldies mix and 12% ethnic programming. The station is about 30 miles northwest of Buffalo, New York. The day pattern will beam away from the U.S. to the northwest, and the night pattern is north-northwest. Applications and construction permits dismissed. 1260 KBSZ, Apache Junction, Arizona. Applied for U1 6,000 watts day and 50 watts night. The FCC has dismissed this application, so KBSZ remains licensed for U1 3,500 watts day and 50 watts night, but with the original application for U1 4,500 watts day and 50 night. 1360 WAGS, Bishopsville, South Carolina. Requested a CP to add night service, requesting U1 5,000 watts day and 38 watts night. Turning down that request, WAGS remains D1 1,000 watts daytime only. 1600 KRKE, Albuquerque, New Mexico, CP for U1 50,000 watts day and 175 watts night has been nixed. KRKE remains U1 10,000 watts day and 175 watts night. License cancellations, call letters deleted. Consider these stations gone. 1130 WASP, Brownsville, Pennsylvania. 1340 WBGI, Connellsville, Pennsylvania. And 1600 WAIA, Beaver Dam, Kentucky. All were deleted as the owners decided to send in the licenses and shutter the stations. Now, if you want to come over to the fence, time for Here and There, where we report on the gossip in the biz. Returning to the airwaves, WLVA 580 Lynchburg, Virginia, with oldies. WMTC 730 Van Cleve, Kentucky, with Southern Gospel as Mountain Gospel. WCLC 1260 Jamestown, Tennessee, with Southern Gospel as New Life 105. WTYL 1290 Tylertown, Mississippi, with Country as Your Kind of Country from Dial Global, Mainstream Country. WONA 1570, Winona, Mississippi, and WVZN 1580, Columbia, Pennsylvania, both with a Spanish religion format. These stations reported as silent. WACQ 1130, Carville, Alabama. KBPS 1450, Portland, Oregon. WNBN 1290, Meridian, Mississippi. KYUL 1310, Scott City, Kansas. WTKE 1490, Milton, Florida. And WKJQ 1550, Parsons, Tennessee. Fines, KDDD 800, Dumas, Texas, along with KDDD FM 95.3. $8,000 fine for failing to maintain an operational emergency alert system and failing to keep records for the system. KLRG 880, Sheridan, Arkansas, $7,000 for failure to have a secure fence around their antennas. KOAN 1020, Eagle River, Alaska, $7,000 fine for failure to have a secure fence around their tower. WDGR 1210, Dahlonega, Georgia, again, $11,000 for failure to have a secure fence around their antenna and for operating with daytime power past local sunset. WMAF 1230 Madison, Wisconsin, $8,000 for failing to maintain an operational emergency alert system and failing to keep records for said system. WNIX 1330 and WLTM FM Greenville, Mississippi, a $15,000 fine for failing to maintain operational EAS equipment and associated EAS logs, and for WNIX operating with daytime power at night, and WPWC 1480 Dumfries Triangle, West Virginia, $7,000 fine for failure to have a secure fence around their towers. Here's a news item about the National Radio Hall of Fame inductees, pulled off the email list. As they did last year, the 23-member National Radio Hall of Fame Steering Committee has broken away from the rules of previous years, passing on the usual nomination process and not allowing any outsider public voting. The National Radio Hall of Fame inductees for 2012 are Howard Stern, arguably the biggest radio personality of all time. Jack Cooper, called the first black disc jockey, who started in Chicago in the 1930s. Gary Burbank, legendary Cincinnati and Louisville broadcaster, Art LeBeau, Los Angeles oldies but goodies pioneer, Ron Chapman, Dallas radio icon, Luther Massengill, Chattanooga radio great for over 70 years, Fresh Air with Terry Gross, long-running NPR interview program. My source says the induction of Howard Stern corrects a longtime mistake for not entering him years ago, before far less deserving individuals were inducted. Stern has been up for induction 4 times in the past. He has steadfastly said he wants nothing to do with the National Radio Hall of Fame and urged his fans to not vote for him. It remains to be seen if he'll have anything to do with the induction ceremony this fall. That induction ceremony and radio broadcast will take place on Saturday, November 10th at 9 p.m. Central Time from the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. And the opinions expressed herein are those of the writer, Lars, on the website chicagolandradioandmedia.com, not necessarily those of this editor or the National Radio Club. Thanks to Sean Axelrod, Tim Noonan, Dan Seiss, and Dave Schmidt for their contributions to this column. And we have to ask, how come we haven't heard from you? If you hear a station coming on the air or going silent or something unusual, give us a call on the Musings line or write us, care of the address at the start of the magazine. That's it for this month, and we'll see you in 30 days with yet another AM Switch. Now, to Minnesota and Mark Durenberger, who has just returned from a really fun DX gathering in Madison, Wisconsin. Tell us about it.
Yes, it was. The annual get-together usually alternates between Madison and Milwaukee, and this year we enjoyed a Saturday at the home of Bill and Nina Dvorak in Madison. What a great afternoon and evening, a chance to visit with some of you folks who are part of our DXAS family, and an opportunity to meet a number of people who have been at the hobby for a long time and have been coming to these get-togethers for, well, close to 20 years. Great turnout, great weather, great food, great conversation. And we captured a Madison band scan we'll share with you in the coming months. NRC Bridgeport is also in the rearview mirror, but from all reports, it was an excellent NRC convention, and we hope you were able to make it. This is the September 2012 version of the Bandscan, and we thank you for attending these monthly services. Today, we unfurl the traveling antenna to share a Bandscan taken in southwest Florida, just outside Fort Myers, north of Naples, back in February of 2012. A good spot for quiet reception, but oh my, were there a lot of Spanish language signals. Fort Myers is 250 miles from Cuba. Many of the Cubans were stations with powers as high as 75,000 watts, so they came in here just fine. That's well above the power level used by even our clear channels, and certainly by some of the stations that are on the regional American channels. We were 120 miles from Miami, about 100 from Tampa, 150 from Orlando, but we found that even some of the weaker signals from those locations made it in, as well as one operation from Key West. In a future band scan, we'll open the radio in the Florida Panhandle, where we caught stations from a number of Gulf Coast states, and farther inland, and that'll be a whole different perspective. With our 30-foot vertical antenna in Fort Myers, we caught, by actual number, 74 stations. And of course, we won't have time to bring you all of them, and indeed, so many of them were in Spanish, I'm hesitant to demonstrate my lack of Spanish comprehension, so we'll pay only lip service to those stations. Besides, a group of parallels were broadcasting what sounded like a soap opera, and these stations never did give IDs. So that knocked out about 10 of our catches right there. So we'll probably be left with a few dozen English-speaking stations. We'll try to split this up between this month and next. We begin outside the American band at 5:30 with Cuba's Radio Cadena Habana. No ID, but a decent signal from 250 miles. Then Pine Hills, Florida, and 50 kilowatt WFRF, followed by WQAM Miami, WTBN in Pinellas Park near Tampa, WDBO in Orlando, and WAFC in Clewiston, Florida. Incidentally, with Pinellas Park on 570, you're going to hear Radio Relo and the famous Cuban clock. And Wiki has an interesting comment. Since its original inception in 1947, Radio Reloj was only available to listeners within the island of Cuba. However, on occasion, during a clear night, Radio Reloj could be heard in adjacent countries. A good example of DXing was back in 1999 when WMCA New York on 570 went off the air for transmitter maintenance. Once that carrier was gone, Radio Reloj could be heard up and down the entire eastern seaboard of the United States, including New York City. So during these reports, if you hear that famous clock, you'll know what you're listening to.
Recibimos a Paco de Lucía en su interpretación de Alegro con Espíritu del concierto de Aranjuez de Joaquín Rodrigo.
To radiocardio.com to view all its benefits and get priority shipping free. 800-920-8118 to feel better.
WFLF Pine Hills, WTKS FM HD2, Cocoa Beach.
Playground of the Rockies. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Tell me this, man. Come on, Cap, you tell me this. Let's figure this out next and get Larry Bird and see exactly what Larry Bird has to say about all this.
This is your home for Florida Panthers hockey.
And the student face scores!
Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Oh, my God! They killed Kenny!
Miami, Fort Lauderdale. 560 QAM is your home for the Udonis Haslam Show.
Udonis, you did it, you did it.
Dave joins Joe Rose weekly to talk about the state of the heat. Go to WQAM.com for show details. More entertaining sports talk starts now on 560 QAM.
But Herman Cain turned down Dancing with the Stars. Okay. Smoke them if you got them. Team coverage of shop local and national stories is next on News Talk WDBO.
WDBO MFM Orlando. This is the station Central Florida turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO. Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic station.
Florida's most important radio station. Our top story, fading memories, almost 25 years old.
We're warm and dry today. Find out when we'll see our next chance for rain.
WFTV Severe Weather Center 9 forecast coming up in 5 minutes. Our top local story this hour, we are watching testimony right now in the murder trial of former Orange County school teacher Dolores Laster.
A Glades Media Station.
The history of rock and roll unfolds right here.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
The True Oldies Channel.
On 610, we hear another famous Miami call, WIOD. And by the way, an upcoming State of the Station report will be about Miami, WIOD, WQAM, and the rest of the Miami market. 620 has WDAE, Tampa, St. Pete. You knew, I guess, that the 620 operation up there had the first directional antenna system in the country. It provided mutual protection with WTMJ in Milwaukee back in the 30s. Unfortunately, no 620 ID. They were waiting for a live Tampa Bay Baseball Club press conference. 680 is WGES in St. Petersburg, and the rest of the 600s were strong Cubans. Where's Bruce Conti when we need him?
Stop in today for a free custom fitting to the new TaylorMade Rocket Balls and R11S drivers. Now in stock at PGA Tour Superstore.
AM, FM, HD, iHeart, and online.
We're very easy to find.
News Radio 610 WIOD Miami.
Now on FM.
At 100.3 and WBGG FM HD2.
depend on us.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Rodriguez. A guilty plea in the Michael Brewer burn case. Details are coming up, but first, Ron Phillips has the latest from Miami's Magic City Casino Traffic Center.
Southbound, a crash at 103rd has a couple left lanes blocked and also express lane blocked. You should use 441 as your alternate. Turnpike northbound on the extension, a right lane blocked at 41st Street. Palmetto northbound, a little busy approaching Flagler at 95 South. Fender bender from earlier at Sample now clearing. Your next traffic update 11:30. I'm Ron Phillips, News Radio 610 WIOD, now on FM at 100.3.
Nice. So, well, as I said, we should be starting here momentarily. I see Ray's executive vice president of
baseball. How many ham and eggers are there?
There are a lot of people here. A lot of the
Yeah, but how many ham and eggers?
Ham and eggers, other than me, I don't see too many.
You're not a ham and egger.
Ray's president, Matt Silverman, has just walked in the room. Also, Andrew Friedman is here. Hopefully, I'm going to try and get him for you guys after the press conference.
Water, Faith 80, diseñada para evangélicos, católicos y gente que no asiste a ninguna iglesia. Génesis 680.
Oh, you want to hear a little bit of the soap opera I was talking about? It's all over the 600s on the AM band. Here's just a snippet.
Sabes.
Esperando. Pasa.
Tía y sobrino se funden en un abrazo con efusión.
¿Cómo te sientes?
Mal, Juan Diego.
710 is WAQI Miami on this mid-February day from Fort Myers. 770 is local WWCN, and WAXY in South Miami occupies 790. The rest of the 700s, Cuban or American Spanish language stations.
Right on Baywalk to the end, next to Snug Harbor and Fort Myers Princess, at Baywalk and First Street, Fort Myers Beach.
WWCN, North Fort Myers, Cape Coral, and all of Southwest Florida.
Your home for Mike and Mike in the Morning.
770ESPNRadio.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Inventories have been tight for the past few months, but not anymore. Lexus of Pembroke has the one you want, in stock and ready to go. Visit us at HeinzLexus.com.
This is WAXY, South Miami, 790. The Ticket, WMSU, HD2, Pompano Beach, a Lincoln Financial Group station. Here's your Sports Flash from 790 The Ticket.
With Brandon Guzio.
The Miami Heat blew out the Indiana Pacers, 105-90 last night from Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
You notice that there's a slow fade on a lot of stations. I think that's because of our location, where we have the primary station maybe 100 miles distant. But then, of course, there are other co-channel stations reaching us across the water. It's a little unusual. You don't find these slow, lazy fades too much in the middle of the country. Here's Tampa again on 820 WWBA. WFDL is on 850 coming to us from West Palm Beach. WGUL from Dunedin is on 860. WWL, of course, on 870. And Sweetwater, Florida's WZAB appears at 880.
Drug warning from the authorities. All that and more right here on America's Federal News, where the nation's news breaks.
All the news. When we come back, America's Radio News. Now it's AM 820, Tampa Bay's news station.
That's America's Radio News Network.com.
561-756-9405. Integrative Health Institute. 561-756-9405.
one of America's two great radio stations. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Boca, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies.
That's income, achomesusa.com. Radio 860 WGUL, Dunedin, Tampa. The revolution starts now. Talk Radio 860 WGUL. Traffic.
This report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Still looking at a couple of secondary roadway collisions slowing the ride. Alderman Road at US 19, Bloomingdale Ave at US 301, and Umberton.
Thanks, all of you, for calling in. Thanks for the interesting points on Mardi Gras. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Thanks to Amber O'Leary, Jordan Fiegel, David Blake, and, of course, Diane Newman for all of her help. Scoot coming up next for Garland on the Big 870 WWL.
The news, talk, and sports leader. The Big 870 WWL New Orleans. 105.3 WWL FM and HD1 Kenner New Orleans. And WWL.com.
WWL First News, it's 10 o'clock. I'm Chris Miller on your official weather station, WWL, AMFM.com.
We were born for the Coast Guard.
Learn more at Go Coast Guard.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WZAB, Sweetwater.
South Florida's only business for us. 880 AM.
It's 11 o'clock.
Welcome to Score.
You're aware, of course, that many of these stations have to go away or at least hide under the covers at night to leave room for the East Coast Clear Channel stations, so the nighttime dial is very different around here. It includes a lot more Mexican and Central and South American stations as well as the big clears up the coast. On the other hand, we found several 50,000-watt stations on the regional U.S. channels in daytime mode, as you can probably tell. Half the 900 stations were Cuban or Americans broadcasting in Spanish. Those identified in English are WSWN Ocala, WDMC Melbourne on 920, WLSS 930 in Sarasota, WINZ Miami on 940, one of those powerhouses. That's followed by WFLA on 970 from Tampa. That's one of John Balker's favorite stations.
You have been in the house with Deborah. I love you. I continually pray for you. I pray for your relationship. I pray for your family. You pray for me as well. Take care of yourself until we talk again.
WSWN. Serving Belle Glade, Fort Pierce, Pahokee, West Palm Beach, Miami, and the Bahamas. 24 hours a day. Sugar 900.
Start your new year off with the return of the old Pat broadcast and Pastor Worley. Enlightening your life spiritually. Join Pastor Worley's radio ministry here on WSWN Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. through 11:15. Remember, the Lord is coming. Will you be ready?
I pray we'll all be ready for his return.
Strengthen your Catholic faith daily by listening to the station that tells the fullness of the truth. All day, every day. Only on WDMC 920 AM. Your Catholic radio station for Florida's faith and treasure coast.
Living His Life Abundantly International presents Women of Grace Live with John Edmankovic and Father Edmund Stolten.
Your choice for intelligent talk. News Talk 930, WLSS, Sarasota, Bradenton, Venice, a service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Mike New in Washington.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
940 WINZ, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. This is the Sports Animal. Nobody has more balls than us.
Fox Sports News, go now.
Gary.
air purifiers, bedding materials, or you're looking for a good vacuum, go to State Vacuum, 3143 West Kennedy, next to Fox 13, or go to statevacuum.com.
Fox News Radio. 970 WFLA, Tampa Bay.
And on FM at 97.9.
WXTB HD2.
Clearwater.
News on the hour, on the half, and at 970WFLA.com.
Good morning, I'm Steve Hall. Our top story is trying to stop the budget acts from falling on USF, and the move is on to ban synthetic drugs here.
And with that, we'll make room for the rest of our DX audio service for September. The rest of the band, up to the X band, was all Florida stations. And next month, we'll finish the job. From Fort Myers, Florida, taken February 15th, 2012. Mark Dernberger for the DX audio service. We'll see you in about 4 weeks or so. Thanks for listening, and until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Hopefully we can get some details on the Bridgeport, West Virginia convention, but right now I've got details on the 18th annual Madison-Milwaukee get-together for DXers and radio enthusiasts, which took place last Saturday, August the 18th, at the home of Bill and Nina Dvorak in Madison, Wisconsin. The day was blessed with perfect weather, clear skies, calm winds, and a comfortable high of 76 degrees. Attendees started to arrive for the festivities even before the official 1 p.m. start time. Several attendees brought radios and took advantage of the number of options provided by a temporary antenna farm constructed for the occasion. Others settled in for great DX conversations and fellowship that's always been the mainstay of this event. Demonstrations for the afternoon included a Pursue software-driven radio, presented by Mark Dernberger. Mark also brought along his own 30-foot collapsible flagpole antenna, on which he erected a vertical antenna. During the entire get-together, he gave individual demonstrations to anyone requesting one. Craig Manning also brought along his Pursuit and generously offered use of it to anyone who wanted to experience it hands-on. So it was a great day to learn a lot more about this great ultra-modern radio. A second demonstration was given by Bill Dvorak and Mark Taylor, was of Bill's new double CAS medium wave antenna. DXer extraordinaire and antenna designer Neil Kazaros spent part of the previous weekend helping construct it and tune this CAS designed antenna. This particular one is built on a bearing of 280 degrees, and the design favors enhancements to the west while nulling stations to the east. Another hit of the get-together was Jim Green's Collins-designed Korean War-era R390 receiver. Yes, this is the pre-R390A receiver featuring crystal, not mechanical filters. It sounds and works great, and won over many admirers during the day. Following the annual group photo, conducted once again by get-together photographer DXer Dave Ledger, the festivities moved to the Esquire Club Restaurant, site of a now 7 get-together dinners. The food and service were great, and so were the company and conversation. The program there included presentations of certificates to those who have attended 10 annual get-togethers, a tradition dating back to 2007. This year's certificate went to Mike Heinke, Fred Kells, Glenn Schroeder, and Kevin McGill. This was followed by door prizes, another popular get-together feature. After dinner, we returned to Bill and Nina's for the night session. Coffee, cake, conversation, and more monitoring were the activities, with the get-together winding up about 11 p.m. All in all, Saturday, August the 18th, was a very nice day for the DXers who converged on Madison, Wisconsin. Memories linger amongst the 34 DXers and 6 of their family members who joined us. We, the organizers, have been at this for quite a while now. We believe we have something special going on here, and attendees' response has only forfeited that belief. Next year, the Madison-Milwaukee get-together will return to the Milwaukee area. Tim and Jill Noonan will be your hosts. Their home is in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and the date is Saturday, August the 17th. It will be the milestone 20th annual Madison-Milwaukee get-together for radio DXers and enthusiasts. A reason in and of itself to make this event. Won't you please join us? Contact Tim at DXing2, that's DXING2, at AOL.com to get advanced information or have your questions answered. We hope to see you then. This from Bill Dvorak in Wisconsin. Before we flip over to side two of this tape, I'd just like to make quick mention that we do not accept proxy telephone calls. A proxy telephone call is where a member will call us up and say that they're speaking on behalf of another member for a replacement of a tape or perhaps a comment concerning us switching from cassettes to CDs. It's been a long-standing tradition in the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service that we don't accept a third party talking on behalf of somebody else. So if you have a question, a concern, a comment, please call us direct and do not ask somebody else to speak for you.